I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Pigeon comes up to Toby Hawk.
You're fair touched, aren't you?
I look down from my perch to see. What's his name, sorry?
Pigeon.
Glancing up.
Pigeon, that's Galatea. And in the corner is Kara, but she doesn't talk too much anymore. You'd still talk to her, though.
Xavier, Adam, you're happy to keep a lookout?
Sure.
I'll teleport down to him.
Ah!
Yes, you can
you
say that.
You are fair touched.
That's right. They gave me a gift.
You should be careful with them. There's always two sides.
Yes, there was a white one and a black one. They held hands when they gave it to me.
Yeah, Mom and Dad.
You are a child of the fair?
Yeah, we all are.
They built you?
Kind of. I don't know. One day we just were. I guess that's the same for any children, right?
Did they say why?
They rarely say anything apart from what must be and what must not be. We were things that were. That happened. We were among the things that happened. Our creation was just an anomaly, a fluke, luck. Who knows? I don't know what greater design they had, but we were theirs. And the more we got to see this world, the more we realized things were not one or the other. We wanted to change. We wanted to evolve. And so we ran away.
You ran from the fair?
Yes.
Were they, I want to say angry, but they don't feel that, do they?
No, that's the damn problem. They don't feel anything. And we wanted to feel everything. So much stuff. Here, punch me in the face.
I don't think I will.
Do it!
Punches
everyone
in the face.
At the same time.
Flint just take, yeah, sure.
I would say Cat would totally, yeah.
We all just punch Pigeon.
You feel the brush of fiber optic strands against and a small dunk of your hand hitting metal.
Fuck!
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot you were,
I was going to say fleshies. Nope, hang on.
I do like the term fleshies.
Don't call me fleshy.
Next sponsor.
You fleshies, you just like, you feel stuff way more. It's so cool.
Oh, I thought I'd be stronger right now.
Do you need anything?
No.
We don't really eat stuff, but we can for fun.
You run on fair gold too?
Yes. We are powered by it, but it just appears. The same way when you go to sleep, you cease for a while, and then when the morning comes, you wake up again.
It settles on you like morning dew.
Yes, somewhat. Is it not the same for you?
With gold?
Yes.
No. I have a friend who tells me where I can find some, but I have to procure it for myself.
Well, wish we could help, but Stuff what we got, we can't really give out.
I wouldn't ask you to.
That's what happened to Kara.
Someone took her apart for her gold?
Yeah. But that's okay, because she's still got some, and we'll find more.
Yes, it's always out there.
Yeah.
A little bit more every day.
Do the rest of you use the gold, or...?
No, we can all do kind of different things. We've all got strengths and weaknesses, but no, that one over there, Toby, he's the gold-fascinated one, as it were.
Galatea moves closer to Avendra and dink, dink, dinks her finger on your metallic plate armor.
Mm-hmm.
You are silvery and metallic, but I sense that you feel much more than any of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just feel this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me. So, yeah, I got here, I got this great armor, I have a talking sword now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, hang on. It can't sound like a...
Hi, I'm Avengers Sword. I don't really have a name yet.
We haven't come up with one yet.
No, but we're excited. If you guys have any ideas, like, super open to options.
Yeah, so, But yeah, I'm a human, so I definitely feel emotions, and...
She moves very close to your face in a very kind of inquisitive, open, curious way. What are you feeling right now?
Sorry. You're so evil. I love it.
Me?
No.
Yeah, no.
I feel the most alive I have felt in, I don't know, probably since I was last here.
Amazing. What does it feel to be alive?
It feels, I don't know, you can be as high as the sky, feeling like nothing can possibly go wrong. You're untouchable. That's kind of how I feel now, and I mean, it's great.
Untouchable? She takes the hand off your armor.
Oh, no, like, I mean, as in, like, nothing can slow you down. Like, nothing is going to stand in your way. Your whole life is out before you. And then other times it can feel like a weight is on you, you know? Do you, I don't know, do you ever feel that? Like,
I feel often more and more the burden of facts, all of the possible ways that we can be harmed.
Mm.
That is fear.
And I know that. I know the thoughts, but how it translates into emotions, I'm not quite sure. My physiology is different. I don't get hot or cold. I don't have flushes or chemicals, but I think there is something more than just thought. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, we've been talking to you for 2 minutes and you've already shared so much about your life experience that I would say, yes, you are feeling things, that maybe you just feel them in a different way because your body is constructed differently to ours. But, I mean, you have been running, you've been afraid. That's a feeling, that's an emotion.
Mm, one that you've all felt, I'm sure.
Yes, but not right now. This is fantastic.
Good. Let's keep it going.
Can I ask a potentially silly question? I'm not quite sure because we haven't been here for a while. The Fallen.
Yes.
Are they... Did the Fair make them?
They are among the things that happen.
Right. Okay.
Like most children, we are not certain of our parents' design or if they have one to begin with.
So you just kind of appeared one day and that was it?
How did you?
Oh, I don't want to get too into the specifics of what happens there, but I had a mother and a father and they, well, do I have to have this conversation? Okay, sure. They
but
loved each other
you,
very much.
But what do you remember?
From when I was a wee child? Oh, not much,
What about the first thing?
Yeah, you know, like one day you were.
I guess that's...
You wasn't, and then you were.
I guess that's
Pigeon
right.
Pigeon has a point. That's
I'm
accurate.
Flustered now. Yeah. it's getting more existential than I thought it would. No, I guess you're right. I just mean, you say it as if you walk up and you're... Like, do you age like we do? Do you...
We rust.
Oh.
But we find new parts, and we keep moving.
Oh, careful about the P word around Kara.
Ah, yes.
Pieces, parts.
Sorry. There's kind of movement and a opening and shutting of their mouth, but no words come out.
Is there something we could do to help her?
I'm not sure, to be honest. She lacks. There was 2 gold inside her. Now there is 1.
Would you look at that?
Well,
seems like we've got no way of helping at the moment. I'm so sorry. But once the well is fixed and this place is a bit safer, maybe you guys can come up with a solution.
Well, I mean, but Hawk, you can find gold, right? So can't we just find an extra piece?
I have gold on me.
Well, I mean, well, there you go.
Would a second piece help?
We're not sure.
Well, if you don't use it, you lose it. So, here, Kara.
You would?
I will.
Excellent.
And from inside his cloak, he teleports a piece of gold with his hand. He doesn't do mundane things like grab things anymore.
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah. And as he reaches out, Toby / Hawk, there is a moment of hesitation. You can see, you know, like Frodo giving up the ring. Then he presses it into Kara's palm.
Pieces, parts, gold.
Gold, yes.
Mine. Yours. Ours.
Yours for now.
Their hand slowly, finger by finger, curls around the gold, and you see glowing emanating from her eyes. And I want you to do a roll for me.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I want you to use your D10
okay,
as
yeah.
a special. What is your kind of int?
So everything is 2 except my dex.
Yeah.
So I've got 2 int, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Roll that for me and your D10 and just tell me what you get.
For reasons.
I don't know. I'm just being cute and silly. Imagine if it's not even for anything.
2 successes, so 2 fives, one of which was on my Neo die. Yeah.
Great. I am happy to hand it entirely to you. How does Kara the Automaton come back to this form of life?
So at the moment, she's there, but she's malfunctioning, right? She only articulates from the waist.
Yes.
She's very stiff.
Yeah.
But otherwise, she's a bit like a golden. She's like a C-3PO.
She's kind of C-3PO,
right,
yeah.
Right.
You can see where my references run.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, the whole thing is constructed from our characters.
Exactly.
So, you know, that all makes sense, yeah. Right? So I think, yeah, her fingers close around the gold and her eyes light up. And then from her palm where she kind of absorbed the gold, wisps of light kind of travel up her arm until they reach her core, like her heart. And as the light spreads from there, her stiffness becomes smoother and her jerky kind of malfunctioning movement changes as it spreads out such that it looks previously like she's just kind of jerking at random, but as it spreads through her, it turns into like a huge stretch, like waking up. Extends her arms.
You hear harmonies almost as her one voice modulates within itself.
Yeah, and fuck you, editor.
Yeah. Just making Sean's job harder. And with a fluid motion, rests her hands on her lap, shifts her legs over, crosses them again and again, points her toes out, rolls the ankles around, and marvels at the movement. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very graceful.
Graceful? Full of grace. What is grace?
Well, that's a tough question. I suppose it is an inner divinity, a knowledge of oneself.
Like the gold in me.
In a way.
And in you.
Yes, and in me.
She stands and offers her hands out to you.
I'll take her hands, yeah.
She whirls you around in a sort of dance.
Oh. Excellent. Well, in this world, I have dex 4, so I dance, I dance, you know, wonderfully. We caper for a moment with the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A feathered cape whirling around the room and kind of laughter that just fills with it.
A joyful moment. When was the last time that you were spun around on a dance floor?
Oh, my...
When was the last time that Toby was spun around on a dance floor?
Probably like at a wedding.
Yeah.
Like maybe even his own wedding.
Aww.
Like, you know, four or five years ago, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you can almost hear the song that was playing at your wedding on the dance floor as you danced into the night.
Woo! Oh my gosh! This is so exciting! Caravan!
And Chinchilla starts kind of batting on the sides.
Let's open this shit up!
And it expands even more. And you may all have a dance if you wish, but there is a joy and merriment to the air inside this lush, cozy little house as you continue to travel throughout the night. Is there anything in particular people would like to do before you face the morn?
Yes. Xavier catches Logan at a second. He just approaches and is like, hey man, I flew off the handle a little bit earlier about the beer. Just want to apologize for that.
Oh,
obviously the stress of this whole thing is getting to me and it's not getting to everyone else as much. And I think that was just my way of, that was my release valve. I took it out on you. Just want to apologize. That's unfair on you. It's not my place to do that. It's not your place to just take that. And it was a thing that I could control. And it felt like that had been taken away from me. And this whole thing feels out of my control. So I just wanted to be upfront with you, apologize, because how I treated to you, how I spoke to you was not appropriate. So I apologize, mate. Logan, I'm very sorry.
And like he like waits, he's like trying to get in a response the entire time. And he eventually just settles and is like, all right, sure. And then he just like, there's a beat and he just goes, look, nothing to be sorry about, mate. It's water under the bridge or under in the glass, as it were. Like, fuck, grab a drink and let's just... Like, Never happened. What service? Totally fine, man. I can't even remember what the fight was about, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, sure. No worries.
Xavier, Adam.
Yes.
You hear a voice in your ear and a warmth like someone's breathing.
Is he the one I'm trying to help?
Oh, God, no.
Which god? It better only be me.
You. Of course.
Don't forget... We have a deal.
I know. I'm not going to forget.
Of course not.
Otherwise you hurt me.
Well, I love you.
I know.
I wouldn't hurt you.
Well.
More so just teach you a lesson.
Sure.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You're my golden boy.
I know that.
Good. Now why don't you go have fun?
Sure.
And you feel the warmth dissipate.
I'm obsessed with this.
Also, I'm liking this like thematic thing of, oh, don't tell Phil that you're the golden boy.
He'll tear you apart.
Not that addicted yet. Yeah.
You see Hawk on his monitor.
On Starling.
The battery continues to drain. Run out.
Yeah.
Looks like that will be a job for the morning.
Yep.
And for Kat, Avendra. Galatea offers a hand.
Yeah, she'll take it, yeah. Yeah, I think Kat is just soaking that all up, dancing with anyone who will dance with her, dragging people onto the dance floor, probably grab Xavier at some point, like, come on!
The sword is kind of like know. Hopping along behind you.
That's so cute.
That's like, it.
Yeah. You have to take me for a spin at some point, but don't really spin me around, because this looks like it's a confined space.
You are quite sharp.
Yeah, thank you. Adam pointy.
So nice of you to notice.
If anyone wants to dance with my sword, I mean, please feel free. I don't know how that works, but...
Yeah, fuck it. Bring it on.
Yeah!
Ow.
I give the sword a whirl.
Yeah. You do like a Scottish dancing where you put it on the floor and then you can go from either side.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Fuck
whoa,
yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think Xavier dances with Kat very briefly. But it's not an insincere sort of like... It's not him humouring you or anything like that.
It's a sincere like, good, cool. That was great.
And aww.
then disappears back up to the nest to keep a look up.
Crow's nest.
Is Cat Avendra like even more ecstatic?
Oh,
like,
I was gonna say.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask because the first thing we've done when we get here is we defeated some bad guys, got some sick armor. Next thing we do is like someone was in need. We helped them and like cured them, or not cured them, but like helped them, you know, with what they needed. And so I will definitely move my emotional intensity up. Oh, this is going to get bad.
Absolutely. Please do. So what number do you move it up to?
So I'm up to 3, which is overwhelming. So I would say Kat is probably getting to the point where it's, I don't know how everybody would feel, but me personally as a person, it would probably get super irritating now. Like just nothing is bringing her down. Like she's kind of like almost like when you know someone's a little too drunk at a party and nobody else is, and they're sort of being very exuberant, and you're like, can you just settle down, please?
Yeah. Well, speaking for Toby, I don't know if he'd express this, but Kat's always been extremely serious and like very dedicated to her work, obviously. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, it's not irritating. It's actually really great to see her happy and free, because she's never been like that. And I think actually, I think at some point he might, when he's dancing with you at some point, Toby says, I've never seen you like this. I've never seen you so happy.
I've never felt this happy. I know this is wild. Like we're in this scary, dark place. Like everything should be bad. And I just feel so free. I just feel like there's nothing back there for me. And this is amazing. And I'll pick you up and like spin you around. Yeah. And I'll be like, and you like, you helped someone today. You did something incredible.
I know, and look what I can do. It's fun. it's a lot of fun.
Who do you reckon out of the 6 of us went to the Year 12 formal? Like where they may have been like dancing and things like that. Would everyone have gone to their
formal?
We would
have all gone, right?
I
would
have
anyone not have gone?
Allegra might not have.
Did Allegra like sit on the door?
Like a coat check.
Yeah.
What was it, a school formal where you had to graduate to go, or was it one that happened in the earlier year so
that's
that
what I'm
the students who were going to flake and bail could just fucking bail?
Because ours was in our term one. Yeah. It was like the end of term one, so everyone was still there.
Yeah, most Australian schools, and I say this for the courtesy of our American listeners, most Australian schools do it in term one, so the kids who just want to have a fucking party can go to year 12, go party, and then fucking
our formal is American school prom.
Yeah,
we have ours at the beginning of the year, but I was going to say, I think that's the last time all of us were literally dancing together. Mm. Like, that would be the only context. So it's like over a decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the shuffling, the laughter, the secret booze of your teenage years, and that feeling overlaps this warm, cozy caravan. Do any of you decide to go to sleep? It is quite late, but you are all hopped up on
I think maybe just too joy. Too excited to sleep. Great. Probably maybe it'll catch up with us later, but for I think Toby, just before we know it, the sun is rising.
I was gonna say, I assume everything works the same in terms of like tiredness and physics and all that, works roughly the same in terms of the mist as it does in real life.
Yes,
Logan absolutely gets plastered. Gets drunk to the point of passing out.
Amazing.
So he will sleep through alcohol-induced,
Roll me your die. Just your die.
Just my die.
Just your fluke die.
That's a 3.
No fluke?
No fluke.
All right, add a circle to it, lucky boy. Yes, you get way drunker than you ever were able to before. You're a paragon. You're a fucking hero. Mead or ale or alcohol to a hero.
He mixes.
Like fucking blood.
anything that he gets his hand, like, you know, if someone passes him another ale or a mead or a jug or a goblet, like anything that gets passed to him.
I think this is quite fortified.
I've never had this before. It's fucking amazing. Well, actually, this one's fucking awful, but I'll still drink it all!
I think that one's engine oil.
I thought I had a bit of a weird aftertaste. I'll have some more of that. And he's like, you know, you fucking robots, you know how to fucking party, you know. You've got drinks that I've never fucking seen in TV. Like, he starts using like real world phrases that they wouldn't understand. And it starts like his voice starts to drop as well. So like a bit of the DW like kind of like drops away. There's this kind of mixture of a not quite very good DW voice anymore, but it kind of halfway through just slurs a lot more and then just becomes more Logan. Is just like, I'll have another one, and eventually is, yeah.
As you kind of doze off, everyone else is still partying.
Xavier's asleep.
You're also
Xavier
sleeping?
Xavier goes to the top of the building and in the crow's nest and goes to bed early.
Ah, lovely.
As early as he can.
Yeah.
While also having had a dance, but he doesn't drink.
It being this kind of Ghibli-esque thing, there's a lovely velvet chair up there in the lovely crow's nest. That's very, very, very comfortable.
Nice. Can it be leather?
Sure.
Nice.
Like, I wonder if
this hang on, let me check the very, very tight system I'm running. Yes, it is.
Thank you, system.
No
thank
worries
you, Ellen.
Yeah, an old school leather, like the leather that's already
worn in a tiny
into,
bit.
Yeah. So it's really nice on your butt. There is a.
Oh, fuck! No. And he pulls out his rapier as he, like, gets up.
Outside the caravan, Pigeon rushes, pulls a lever on the side, and the caravan pulls to a stop. Oh, that's probably not good. We should have a look, Pigeon. A Galatea looks through the telescopic eyes, and bang! It's been shot off. There's figures outside. Three. I don't want to put any of you in danger, but people are after us for what we hold.
Gold.
Yes.
Well, I think we're all across this if we say we're happy to help. We're happy to dive in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cat's sword is already drawn. She's ready.
Cat, you look ready.
Actually,
Toby, you've already helped these people before.
Reckoned, he doesn't wake up. He's drunk. He's passed out.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Logan.
I think that feels snoring much more appropriate.
Excellent.
Logan, you're ready to. Okay.
Yeah, I think Flint kind of just like is just kind of woken up and gives a big hue on it, gets the pistol out and goes, all right, let's fucking go.
Thanks, mate.
Kara pulls a microphone down from the ceiling. Are you friend or foe? Just come out, all right? We're happy to negotiate, but you're coming through our territory.
Sounds like foe to me.
If you don't come out, we'll blow the whole fucking thing up.
All right, guys.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready.
Open up the hatch or something. Let us out.
I'm not ready. Do you have a gold? Can you do me a loaner back?
Kara, can you just give me that gold back?
No!
Thank you, actually.
Oh, my God, no.
They're
you
inside
need gold?
You. Yeah.
Toby, are you serious?
Well, I can't do anything without it.
I'm sure you can do things. Do you need this? Are you useless without it?
Not useless, but it's not my full potential.
You'll find some. It's not a big
They've
deal.
They've probably
come on.
Got some out there, so let's just go let's and take just care take, of it, and this. Then yeah. we can if just get it from them.
If we're helping these people, we're helping these people. If we're not, we're not. Let's go.
Okay, well, yes. If that means I get it sooner, then let's go. Let's go.
You see on your battery there's like a sliver
oh,
remaining.
Really? Oh, okay.
But it might put you at a disadvantage
okay.
because it might run out before
last,
you know
last
it.
Last night's gold is gone, right? It's vanished.
I'm
dawn.
Saying this is just as the sun is kind of...
Right, so will it... Like, I have one left.
Your battery's on red.
Right.
It's coming out with an iPhone that's
the
got 1%.
The little 10% battery's coming out. You have less than 10% left.
Yeah.
Yes. Shutting down unnecessary systems.
I'll take the other piece of gold I have left from yesterday and jam that in.
Yeah. It's still red, but the bar shifts just a little bit.
Can I use that to overcharge? Or is that
you
just going to keep me going?
Yeah, you can overcharge.
I'm going to activate the telefrag upgrade for this. So basically when I attack, I can teleport weapons inside people and do wounds.
Oh, yeah. That's
holy
sick.
Shit. Yeah. That's rad.
So many of the powers in Dai are like gimmies from like the Dungeons & Dragons thing.
Yeah.
Like, because I won't use it, but... one of the spells that the Godbinder can use is one of the first level spells is create water, which is a gimmick from when you create water in someone's lungs.
Yeah, so it's that misreading of D&D rules,
actually powered in the system because that's of course what people fucking do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So he flicks it, jams it in, and then I guess the side of the caravan opens up, and we all kind of like fly out hero style.
Well, most of you do.
Yeah, I'm gonna rush over to Logan. Let me just pick him up and put him on his feet. Give him a little shake.
Right, And he starts dancing again.
What? No dancing, fighting. Let's go. Fighting with who? No, come on. Oh. I just pull my sword out and rush outside.
It's like discombobulated, like when you wake up from a large noise, that couple of seconds, and he just on like automatic, just starts running eyes wide towards, he has no context.
Yeah.
You see three figures, the mist swirling around their feet, heavy boots, spikes, leather. Some fucking cyberpunks.
Literal cyberpunks.
Literal. How do they sound? Fucking cyberpunk. Well, one of them sounds like my fucking generic mean voice. You fucking slags.
Do you want another voice for one?
Absolutely.
One of them sounds a bit like this.
If someone wants to jump in with a Russian accent.
Oh, did we wake you from your slumber? Oh, poor little baby.
One of them has a big hammer.
Yes, if we want to go that meta.
Sure.
And why not? It's a meta fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I will say one looks like a liberal MP.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
That's so funny.
I'm so ready to get into that fight.
As a liberal MP, like John Howard.
Yeah. Oh my god.
With leathers on, cyberglasses, balding. It's literally John Howard DJs like a mad cunt.
Oh my god,
To our American listeners, just Google John Howard DJs
like a mad cunt, actually, because that'll give you the whole context.
But you gotta do it.
You see this kind of,
well, I'm going for him first.
bushy eyebrowed, bald head, man in his, 60s?
50s.
50s.
He was super young when he became PM.
Oh my god, that's depressing.
He just looked old.
He just looks fucking old. Yeah.
Job wears you out.
Old beyond his time. Yeah, but he's got leathers and studs. And
John Howard in
chaps.
That's so funny.
And the bits of his hair that remains around the side of his head is like dyed brilliant red.
Yeah.
Hey, careful. He might listen to this podcast. Hey, Johnny, how's it going? Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
Hey, Johnny, fuck you.
He's not doing anything else.
Yeah, but he enacted gun control in Australia.
That's true.
He's definitely not
good legacy.
Armed.
So,
But he is wearing a bulletproof vest.
At least not with guns in
this. Oh, my God. Okay, so we've got Johnny Howard taking the lead.
Sorry to absolutely just derail in the middle of this. I am going to piss my pants. I was really trying to hold it, and it is so unprofessional, but I really need to go to the toilet.
We're pretty much in an hour.
Keep
Let's
that in the podcast.
Here.
Is there someone at Xavier's workplace?
Ooh.
That pisses him the fuck off.
No.
No, he's well-liked?
Yep.
Yep, cool. All right, well, one of them looks like you.
One of them looks like me.
Yeah.
One of the cyberpunk looks like Xavier.
Yeah.
Cool.
A vision of Xavier in 10, 15 years' time. Someone who looks like they've got what they wanted out of life and who gives a fuck about anyone else. Logan.
Hello.
Who's the family member who really would not ever let up on your case about what you do with your life, what you do with your money, and why can't you just fucking apply yourself?
Aunt Janice.
Aunt Janice.
Aunt Janice, who is always like in Logan's mind, just the incessant babbler. Never liked him, never let up, never thought he was good enough, and always kind of echoed the sentiments of his parents. It was always he understands getting it from his parents, but to get it from someone that's not even immediately part of his family and doesn't see him very often, but every time he did see her, it was always the same questions. Like, so what are you doing? Oh, you're still in that job. Oh, you haven't done anything in 10 years. That's so lovely. Like, oh, you're hanging around the same people. Like, there's never a positive thing ever, ever, from any point that he can remember in his life.
She takes off her cyberpunk glasses, the one that run all the way across your eyes. It's like a visor. Ah, look at these bloody wasters. I think we should waste them. What do you guys reckon? I can't do a
John Howard impression.
Your generic Australian baddie was fine.
I think there was.
Well, yeah, you've got to have some. You've got gold. We can let you pass if you give it up.
I also find it deeply ironic that the antagonists to us are older than us.
Yes.
From the world of cyberpunk, which is famously about young people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
There is something fucking meta about that that I'm not sharp enough to unpack just yet.
The enemies are like the previous generation, yeah, and so they're leading us into a bad future.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. You haven't missed anything. They've just asked us for gold.
DJ John Howard.
DJ John Howard.
Bitter Xavier.
Just like a 10-year older Xavier who looks, yeah, looks mean.
Bizarro Xavier.
Aunt, yeah, Janice.
Aunt Janice.
Who never approved of Logan or his life choices.
And she's, love that what view. Sort of woman does she look like?
I imagine her as the person, as the auntie that like always says that she never dyes her hair, but absolutely dyes her hair. Like it's that very obvious blonde in her like 40s.
It's like not actually a natural blonde color. Yeah, like not it's, even people remotely. Don't have that kind of color hair ever, but yeah, she's like, no, it's natural.
Peroxide, yeah, and in, do we, dare we say, the Karen cut.
Cliche, quintessential, talk to your manager, Janice, yeah, style. And I imagine
she's got gold around her neck in an awful statement necklace.
Oh, I was going to say, or it's like on the handbag that, yeah, she's got perpetually slung over her shoulder.
Slung, yeah, over her shoulder is her gun.
I'd like to open negotiations with this, and then I'll pull out my crossbow.
Amazing.
That was a cool line, you're right. Yeah.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Yeah, my Neo die was one success, yeah.
Oh, we'll just hold for Kara. Unless that's the noise Kara makes.
Kara starts up.
Kara, yeah, good.
Flies away.
Kara, I get it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.